Hi, this is Dr. Taylor Hartman. You're back with our podcast, Very Best of Living. I'm here with Kathy, my cohort. Kathy, how are you?
Good morning. Great.
Kathy Larson is a coach, and she does great things with people's mental health and business, as well as she works in the athletic community and has some great tools, right?
Yes.
You enjoying that?
Yeah. So we took your color code process and system. And what we did is we applied it to help coaches, in collegiate coaches specifically, but, you know, really as it really would work for any coach out there at any level. But our tool is what we developed from the color code is, it's called Edge 4.
Yep.
Because it gives the coaches an edge, and it is based on being able to look and connect with the athlete as a whole, instead of just how fast do they run or how many points can they score or, you know, what they do on the field physically, is to be able to coach the whole person, who they are, their why, how to get them to their best self and their success, and make a connection in a way that many times it's so easy to overlook, because in sports, it's a lot about the X's and O's, and it's about the plays, and it's about how they're executed. So when you bring it all together, physical with the color code, with the motive, and you start looking at the mental health and everything of the athlete, it's just a place that hasn't been fulfilled in that athletic world
exactly.
as much as it should be.
How do they find you if they want to know more about that and application, Kat?
Yes, you can get in. We have on the Taylor Hartman website a link that takes us to the Edge 4 website.
Excellent.
So that'd be the easiest way to get a hold of us.
And for those that are asking, it's taylorhartman.com, TaylorHartman.com. We also are on Instagram. You can find us at Hartman Personality on Instagram. So just so you know, there's places that you can get in touch with us and follow us and stay current with us.
Yeah. Can I say one thing really quick, Taylor?
Yeah. Yeah.
Quick on that, taylorhartman.com, everybody. It's so good. Taylor answers questions. He has Ask Questions Tuesdays. He talks about everything that we talk about on the podcast, and just, you know, with much more depth and explanation. It's just such a great Instagram account. Get on and follow it. It's fantastic.
You'll love it. It's current. Thanks, Kat.
Yes.
So let's talk about the blues today. So the blues, I was recently asked a question. So what color would you be if you weren't your core color? What would you choose to be? And I chose blue. And it's interesting. I was working with a young man yesterday. He's a white personality. And you know how whites are such great, they have such great insight. Mm-hmm. And he said, and I told him, he's white, secondary yellow. I said, oh my gosh, you're so easily liked. And he said, oh, I would have thought that was the blues. And then he stopped himself and he goes, no, they would be most likely to be loved. I was like, gee, one more time, that insight the whites have. It's
true.
White, yellow is such a likable blend in personality. But like he said, they don't give like the blue gives. So when you really connect with a blue that's a good blue, there's a love connection. Isn't that cool?
Oh, it's world changing.
Yeah.
It really is.
I know. It's so typical of their insights. But blue people, they're driven by the core motive of intimacy. Like they really understand what it means to connect. So their lives are much more intense. They're much more convoluted. They're not simple. Life is messy. Relationships are messy, and they are right in there. Like they mm-hmm. care. It matters to them how people are and what they're feeling. Blue people are very moral. Like they do not understand why people lie, for example. I always tell the story, reds will lie because they took care of it. Why waste the time going over it again? And whites will lie because they don't want the conflict that's going to come. And mm-hmm. yellows will lie because they forgot what they told you the first time. But blue people, they do not. If you have a blue that's lying, you have a very sick puppy. Like they've crossed their own line. So I like that morality of blues, that sense mm-hmm. of connection, caring that they do so well. I think it's such a great gift that they have. They're the kind that stay in the background and get things done. Mm-hmm. They don't need anything more for accolades than just knowing they did a good job. Like they stayed through it.
Well, don't they like, so that's interesting. I think maybe I always think that with blues that you have to make sure you show how much you appreciate them. Say thank you and say thank you and say thank you. Do I have that? Is that wrong?
That's a great point. Blue people do things because they're the right thing to do. But right. Blues, there are three things you need to be able to do if you really want a blue to feel connected to you. Number one, you must understand them. That's why they start the story in the beginning and go all the way through the entire day. So you understand why the end feels the way it does. They want you to feel with them, feel why they're where they are. Whereas as a yellow, I just want to know the last like 30 minutes. But they don't want to give me 30 minutes. They want to give me the full day, right?
Right.
So understand them. That's a big piece for them. And number two was appreciate them. Like, you know, it's so funny, Kat. My wife, I'm telling you, so we have two homes. Both of them are decorated like the White House. Like they're so, like for Christmas and events, they're just remarkably put together. And I love when clients come because clients are the ones that point out things to me so I can see what she's done.
Yes.
They're very, blues do things like very quality. They really do things right. And the third thing is you must be sincere. Like if you're phony, don't think it's going to work for blue. It won't. They're not going to buy it. So those three things. So you are right. They do like to be appreciated. They like to be reminded of what you have seen them do because they put a lot of time into it, but they still will do it because it's the right thing to do.
Oh yeah. And when you talk about intimacy, Taylor, and you talk about connection, when I'm thinking about this is like, so power is, you know, I don't really need anybody to like reds that we talked about last week, moving from A to B, I can go do that. But blues really need me, right? I mean, they need another person to have intimacy because intimacy with yourself is not intimacy, right?
No.
Can you explain that a little bit?
It's so good you share that. I have always said the blues struggle the most because whites, yellows, and reds do not need somebody to meet their driving core motive. They don't. But a blue does. Uh-huh. So that's a great insight. They're tied to intimacy in a way that makes their life much more intricate than the rest of us. So,
and the only way to get to intimacy is how? Through a blue's eyes.
Be vulnerable. You have to be willing to share and connect. You have to do that. I was talking to this, I told you this young man, this white, the other day, and it was interesting. He was saying, I was talking to my brother, and my brother was talking about his girlfriend and the relationship, and he goes, because of our work, I was finally aware that, oh, this would be a good place for me to share something about what I'm going through. And he goes, I would never have even noticed that before. And number two, I would never have shared. I would have just listened. And that's blues do that so well. Like they know when to interject something. They know when to ask questions about something. They share naturally, like what's going on emotionally. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So it makes it a richer experience. That's what blues do so well.
Got it. Okay.
And blue people, I mean, let's just talk about some of the strengths of them that I love so much. They are so compassionate. Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. I always tell my kids, call and talk to mom. She'll tell me. Cause if you tell me, I'll forget, but she'll remember everything. And so the reason she remembers everything is she feels things at a much deeper level than I do.
Yes. Yes.
And so that's why it's even harder for blues when they're hurt or like to forgive is so hard for a lot of blues because it got them at a deeper level. Than others.
Yes.
Blues are very loyal. It's funny, Kat. So I grew up in a time when people were loyal to companies and stayed with them forever. And I saw the devastation of blue employees that committed their life to a company who were then fired just before they could gain their package to retire. And their devastation was, how could you do this to another person? Because that's not how they are. They'll stay to the very end, right? I've seen blue stay in marriages long after they should have left. But they just don't leave easily. I've seen blue people, children, stay with parents that are abusive because they don't feel good about leaving them. It's amazing how blues are so strongly loyal to people. Like reds are loyal to the organization. They're loyal to marriage itself, the institution. Blues are all about being loyal to the person in the marriage or the person in the company, that kind of thing.
You know, it's interesting right now in the world. It seems like everything, all of the everything that you read or what's kind of that's going through our society is, you know, anything that anybody does isn't about you. It's about them.
Yes.
Right. Like, don't take it personal because it's about them.
Yes.
And as you're talking, I'm thinking that's almost a ridiculous thing to say if you have a blue in your life.
You're right. Because they don't see it that way. They don't see it.
Well, they don't feel, I mean, there's no way you could convince them it wasn't about themselves, right?
Yeah. Like, even when I say to blues, well, it's about them, not about you. And they say, but they did it to me. Like, I am tied to this. Right. And it is true. I mean, like they live through their children in terms of what things their children do. They'll blame themselves if they didn't do it right. Teachers that are blue, so many blue teachers, right? They'll feel like I guilty. I did a bad job if they don't graduate. I mean, they just have this sense of connection to things.
So
and
is
to
it
people.
Is it wrong to? Is it a healthy blue that can? Could a healthy blue get to a place of? Okay, I can see it really isn't about me. Or can they even get there with that intimacy, that motive of intimacy?
Yes, they have to get there. They have
okay,
to get there.
Got it.
Otherwise, other people's lives and decisions own you. And that can't, you can't live a life like that. It's unhealthy.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, so, that's great clarity. Thanks.
Yeah, and blues need to learn that. That's a big growth area for them. Love deeply and genuinely, but allow people to make their choices. I still laugh because free agency is a powerful tool in life. And blues are the worst at it. They are the worst. I'm talking to this blue mom whose daughter struggled because she made some poor choices with a guy in high school. And the blue mother says, I don't understand it. Like, I've always been responsible. I was born responsible. A lot of blues say, like, I'm an old soul, right? Well, what they're saying is I knew early on how to be responsible and obedient and do the right thing. So when someone doesn't, they're like, well, that's not acceptable. No, that doesn't work. Like, you need to do it right. And so I'm saying to them, well, we don't want to do it right. How can that be possible? How could you not want to do it right? And I'm saying, well, they're look around you at the people that are obese and fat. Like, what do you think? They want to be obese and fat? No, they just want the ice cream. I mean, come on. You can't think everybody's going to do it the right way every time. They go, well, if they did it, they'd live a better life. And I can't fight them because they're right that what they want people to do is right. But they cut out the concept of agency, of letting people make choice right in life.
That's so good. I just circled that on my piece of paper. It's like, you know, like just letting people make their own choices.
And loving them despite that. Like, as opposed to, no, I'll love you when you do it the right way. And that's also true of blues, by the way. When they make mistakes, they are deadly on themselves. How could I have done that? I can't forgive myself. Oh, I can give you an example. So I got this blue client who's married to a white who's done some horrendous things. I mean, he has been out there in left field with, you know, sexually with, like, bizarre. And so she said, so he's come clean. She figured things out. They're now working on the relationship. And so she said to him, I want you to really feel what I'm feeling. And he goes, what do you want me to say? Like, I choose you. She goes, that does not say it. I want you to tell me you are disgusted with yourself, disgusted because you chose this, disgusted at this, and you can't believe you did this. And I want you to feel horrible about what you've done to yourself and to me. And I'm like, okay, so that's a blue telling a white how he should feel. So you'll feel better. And I said, that's not ever going to become who he is. So if you keep that up, you're never going to have the marriage again. She goes, but isn't that what he should feel? I said, trust me, he's feeling that plenty, but he'll never express it or feel it the way you want it done. That will never happen.
No, to the depth of which, because
because
we talked about reds being logic-based, but blues are emotion-based.
100%. Great insight.
Right.
They're very emotion-based. They feel things. Like, the tone of how you say it can get to them even more than what you say. Whereas a red is like, I don't care what the tone is.
So talk about some of their strengths in that. Like, talk about that.
The strengths?
Yes.
I think one of my favorite stories, I'm going to tell you a great story. My wife is so blue. So we have a red daughter. Who honestly, Kat, she always excelled. She had no right to, but she just did. She just always rose to the top. Student body president, spelling bees. She was always like second place because there was an Asian kid, of course. He got first place. And it was hysterical. they were best friends. And every year he'd be first, she'd be second, right? But she didn't really study. She just got it, right? So then my white daughter, who is like, she had a lazy eye, was dyslexic, and she says, I want to be in a spelling bee. She's like in second grade, pigtails. I'm like, oh my gosh, that'd be great, honey, but you can't spell. So we can't do that. So my wife, being blue, looked at me like, did you just say that? Are you nuts? If she wants to spell, she'll spell. So for a month, we had our list of 20 words. And everywhere we went, you name it, to the grocery store, to the park, to church, whatever we were doing, driving cars or even home, we would spell her words and she would spell them. Well, many of you know that when you have like a problem with this dyslexia, you can be perfect one day and then you're out to lunch the next day. Right. So I'm like torn as to what's going to happen the next day as the spelling bee. So the night before the spelling bee, my daughter, this cute little 7-8-year-old girl, walks into our bedroom and takes my wife's hand and spells mother that was not on the spelling bee list. I'm telling you, my wife was in tears. I'm just glad she didn't take my hand and spell something. But she just, it was so moving. The next day, the red daughter got second place. My little white daughter is up there standing there. And I'm telling you, it was one of those moments. She won the spelling bee. Won the spelling bee. I'm telling you. Now listen to this cat. Many years later, we moved from Southern California to Utah. Mm-hmm. She tried out for cheerleader and made it. And I said, what gave you the courage to do that? And she said, do you remember the spelling bee in second grade when mom said, if I want to spell, I'll spell? That made the difference in my life. Isn't that incredible?
Oh my gosh. I have goosebumps. Oh my gosh.
It's so tender. It is so rich in what blues are really all about. Like they make such a difference in lives with the depth of their love and their commitment. And they're really not committed to themselves. They're committed to you. Like if you want something, they want you to have it. They want it to work for you. Isn't that great?
Yes.
So very nurturing. Like I know a lot of blue people, women and men, that would prefer to coach as opposed to be the star player. And they mean it. Like they genuinely would rather see you grow and evolve than themselves. They love that kind of stuff. They're very analytical. Blues think things through. I am blown away at how my wife, what research she does to make decisions she makes. It's just it's remarkable. And I know blues in general, like don't expect them to buy it today. They want to think about it. They want to know what they're really getting into. That's why they created the buyer's remorse law, because blue people and white people said, I didn't have enough time. I need to think about it some more, right?
Yeah. That's really a great point. Yeah. Like how long they take to make a decision and how many different ways they look at something.
100%. It's also interesting.
Yeah, interesting.
For blues, I tell them there's such a difference in quality and perfection. Like my wife and I fought for when I was writing the color code, probably for 2 years, over perfectionism is a limitation. She's like, no, it's not. I said, try and live with it. Try and live with it. Yeah, it's a limitation. But then I explained to her, it's the motive. The motive for being a perfectionist is insecurity. I'm going to compensate by showing you how well I can do this. The word quality is a clean motive. Like, and blues do both. They are very quality oriented. If you're going to do it right, right?
Yeah.
In business, I have lots of times I'll have conflict with the operations versus sales. Sales are more reds and blues. I'm sorry, reds and yellows typically. And operations are more blues and whites.
Yes.
And a lot of the salespeople are just trying to get the sell, get it out the door. And the blues are saying, no, if I can't do it right, it's got my name on it. I'm not sending it. So blue people need to decide, is my motive to be quality or to be perfectionist? And that leads us to some of the other blue negatives. Blues worry. Oh my gosh. They worry about everything.
Yeah.
I love this man. I was probably 30 something and a man that was 60 years old, 55, 60. He said, I have worried about everything my entire life, and I've decided enough's enough. None of it ever happened. All the things I worried about never happened. And you know what, Kat, I admired about that man was blues prepare better than any color. They are more organized. They are more to get things done right. So they're the ones that should worry the least, but they worry the most. And that prevents them from enjoying the moment. because they're worrying.
Yes.
All time, right.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I can really see that. I mean, it's like, that is the thing that, and it's almost like a hard time. They have a hard time really sitting and appreciating their own strengths because that of what you said, it's like, I could do better.
Yes.
Like I could always do better.
Yes. Never good enough. When it really
never
is.
Never good enough.
It's great. Right. I think that's also tied to moody, where blues get moody.
Yes.
It's so funny. I am so not moody. Like, you know, you wake up yeah. and you're the same, right? Like, hello.
Right.
And when someone's moody, I'm like, nah, sorry. Not on my day. That's not my issue.
Yeah.
And I know people that work for moody bosses, like blue bosses that are very fair, very giving, but they're moody. And so everyone has to kind of have a sign as to whether the boss is in a good mood or not that day. And that's such a lousy place to work. I mean, I could
well,
never
survive.
Well,
it's hard to trust,
there.
You know, yes. right? Like trust gets affected, doesn't
no,
it?
No, it does. Yeah. How do you trust it, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I think so, blues need to really work on not being, letting their emotions own them. In fact, my biggest thing with blues generally, Kat, is manage your emotions. Manage them. Don't let them own you. You own them. That's hard for lots of blues, right?
No, I love that. Something that I think one of the concepts that you teach that is so good is, you know, it's silly to tell any color or any human that's like, well, just, you know, don't do that or don't go there. You know, like telling my husband's very blue, like,
yes.
don't worry.
Yes.
So the thing that you have said is like, worry, don't get stuck. So what does stuck look like? So I think, why don't you talk about that a little bit when it comes to, you know, to that blue the blue limitations, because they do hammer themselves so hard.
It's a great point. I'd love to, because I love blues and it kills me to see them stay stuck. So I have a yes. little technique that I give to blues. I always tell them it's a 5-minute rule. Okay. So the 5-minute rule is that you can worry about something, whatever it is, doesn't matter what it is, for 5 minutes. And then you have to let it go for 55 minutes. I need to see you live in the moment, do things, chores, make dinner, talk to a friend on the phone, go work out, do something that's proactive. If it's still nagging you after an hour, then you've got 5 more minutes, give it 5 more, but that's it. The reason I do that, Kat, is because I want them to learn you can discipline your emotion. You don't have to let it
yes.
own you, right?
Yes, so powerful, yes.
And I'm okay with the fact that you worry. I get that. But like you said, they worry. That's their nature, right? But you can't let it own you. So that, because worrying is cyclical. It just goes around and around and around. It doesn't solve
yeah.
problems. So
right.
I always tell whites the 5-minute rule. You got 5 minutes. So at every blue I've ever worked with that does this, swears by it. Every one of them. And they tell me it's hard. It's kind of like when you first start to work out, it's hard, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Can I really do this? And after a while, you're like, oh, that was easy. Well, that's what it is with blues and worrying. If you just do the 5-minute rule, practice it well for like a month or two, you're in. Like you'll develop a tool for life.
Yeah, that's great. That is so great. So
right?
powerful.
Blues also have unrealistic expectations. Like they always want all of us to be living at the level they want to live. And mm-hmm. I keep telling them that's not realistic. We don't choose to live that way. We don't want to do mm-hmm. those things. Like I don't want to spend the energy being as organized. I couldn't be there if I tried to, right? So if that's going to be a criteria for you valuing me, then we're going to have a problem. And blues mm-hmm. are like, well, you should want to be. See, there's that judgment again, that self-righteous, do it my way, I'm living the right way, that kind of thing. That gets mm-hmm. in the way of blues. So all I'm saying is just set your expectations more realistically so you can appreciate people for who they are as opposed to who you think they should be. I have my thing with should. I'm going to write a country western song called Take Your Shoulds and Shove Them someday. When I hear a blue telling me what should happen, I'm like, oh my gosh, here we go again.
There
right?
we go. It's amazing. I think every single family, I'm sure because there's blues, reds, whites, and yellows in all families, but I think every single family, the reasons that any holiday goes out the window is because of what you're talking about,
yeah.
right? Unrealistic expectations.
Yes.
Like, you know, it doesn't feel like like the minute you walk in the door from the time they get here to the time they leave, they think it's supposed to be this big, gigantic,
yes.
It's a Wonderful Life movie. And it's like, it's just not that way.
It's so true. And then you got somebody who says the wrong thing and then the whole thing's scatty wampum. I'm like, come on. It's just people, right? Yes. That's a great point.
Let's write rules for that. I think that's our next project, Taylor.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good idea. Seriously. No, you know, it's so when we had, four girls and then we were adopting our fifth and it was a boy and we didn't know what gender it was. Right. And so, my wife said, I don't care if it's a boy or girl. I just want a blue. I just want a blue. She wanted someone to understand her. Right. So it was so funny because early in his life, my son's actually a white, but he has blue secondary. And he saw a picture that she'd put up that was crooked in the living room. And he turned it and said, Mom, don't you think it'll look better like this? And she was like, oh my gosh, that was a gift from God.
I love you.
I know. She thought he was blue, but he wasn't. So she liked that he cared that much, right?
So, oh my gosh.
We love that.
So
about
you
them.
Don't have any blues in your family?
Not one. Just my wife. She's all alone.
Oh, poor
But they married like three blues. So the three of the girls married blues. So that makes it better.
There you go. Yep. Yeah, there you go.
So I just want to talk about what makes blues hot.
Yes.
You're a first-class act. You think of others before yourself. You emulate quality and order. You give your whole heart and express your emotions honestly. And you are stable and dependable to the very end. You don't quit. Now, what makes you not so hot is you tend to be self-righteous. You think whining is a good thing. And forgiveness is not. Your mysterious mood swings drive the rest of us crazy. You can be a perfectionist and emotionally controlling, and you can be overly sensitive. So it's just understand that the difference, and by the way, for me, a good blue and a bad blue, it is like light years. They are like night and day difference. So God bless the good blues. And for you that are not good blues, you got your work cut out for you because you have a lot you could bring to the table if you get healthy. Such a wonderful gift if you're willing to do that.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Yeah, And really, I mean, okay, so blues, you know, like what make sure we should really flip the what makes you hot and what makes you not. We'll do the knots first and end with what makes you hot. They're going to worry about those things.
You're so right. No, my gosh, when I present, I have the equal number of positives and negatives for each color. And every time blue will say, you have more negatives on the blue. Every time.
You're like, no, we don't.
No, we don't. But they hear it. So you're right. You're absolutely right. We should actually have more. We should put some more positive because they hear the negative much harsher, right?
Yes.
Well, you and I are married to blues. So we got really lucky. That was really wonderful for us, right?
Oh my gosh. I can't even imagine my life without it. I mean, like I said, now that I had some surgery and my husband has been helping me, and I tell you, it's for me, it's like, I don't want to be a bother.
Yes.
Okay. I got it. I don't want to be a bother. When actually it's the opposite. Like he feels bothered when I don't want him to help me.
Yes. Cause he cares so much.
He cares so much.
He'd rather be involved.
So I'm finally getting that.
And working harder than be cut out.
Yes. Oh,
isn't that
totally
sweet?
It fulfills him.
Oh, I love that. I think that's a rich gift that they have, honestly.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's so beautiful.
Well, thank you all for being with us. We loved having you here. This is the podcast for the week. It's The Blues, Very Best of Living. Thanks, Kat, as always.
Thanks. Bye now.
Bye now.
Hey, Color Code family. It's Kathy Larson. I want you to take down a number. I want you to put this in your contact list under the people code. The number is 385-526-2350. Again, 385-526-2350. Text the word VIP to that number and you'll get back from us a request for your name and your email. That way we'll be in touch with you on anything that's happening at the People Code, any offerings, exciting things that are coming up, and you can let us know what your needs are by texting us at that number. Look forward to staying connected even more. Thanks so much. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.